St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Unmatched fiber network.
Welcome to The Rock.
This is your rock station.
That fabulous hot rock.
97.7 WLER Butler Cranberry. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome into our Grassroots Show here tonight. Local music, you found it on a Mother's Day here on a Sunday night from The Rock Station, 97.7 and Shady Lady Productions sponsoring our show tonight. I'm Bob Cupp with Mr. Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions and the around the corner of mile 21 of the Pittsburgh Marathon Noble Hops Band.
Hey, that was a blast.
It looked like a beautiful day for it outside of it being chilly to start.
Yeah, it was a little cold in the morning, but yeah, we had a great time. And old Chip Dominick ran past us. Yeah. And hey.
Oh, cool stuff.
And I believe next week's guest was in the running as well, and that's his daughter, Melina. So
we'll be visiting with Melina. Who seems to be an apple not falling too far from the tree, right? With what she's got going on in the music scene. But yeah. Well, tonight we're excited to have Bill Smith coming in from Big Rail Brewing. And he was in a band called Idiosympathy, who after almost two decades are getting back together. They've got a couple of shows, Mr. Smalls and Up at Big Rail. So we'll get a preview of that. We also want to remind you that the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival is excited to welcome in Experience Butler County as our presenting sponsor this year. And we want you all to be there to experience the Band Jam at Cooper's Lake and experience Cooper's Lake and experience great local music August 20th through 22nd.
Yes, the way you do it. There's a lot to experience here in Butler County. In fact, on our show last week, we talked about all those things going on right here in Butler County. It was crazy how much is going on. And our guest tonight is located right here in Butler County. So
That's right. You'll feel like you're going on a vacation when you go to Big Rail. Beautiful area. But, yeah, Experience Butler County, part of our get-together this year, August 20th through 22nd. Of course, the 20th, that's a free night. That's Thursday night. The Ram Automotive singer-songwriter in the round at 7 o'clock. Five musicians are going to tell their tale. And right now, as a matter of fact, coming up, we're going to hear from a young lady who is breaking on the national scene and is going to be there. Really excited to follow the happenings of Rebecca Snyder, and that's just one of them. But that's a free event. You can come in 7 o'clock Thursday night, August 20th. No charge for that. Just come on up and check it out. And then you do have to have a ticket to be on the grounds for Friday and Saturday, but it's going to be a great lineup, Utah.
Yeah, it is. And thank you again to Experience Butler County and all of our sponsors because they help make this happen. And, of course, Lamatt Productions, they'll be back. They'll be back, man, lighting the grounds up and making it sound good.
Oh, it always sounds so fantastic. And we're excited, too, speaking of the singer-songwriter in the round, to have our ticket sponsor, Back Home Barbecue and Brew, doing a pre-band jam singer-songwriter preview. As they get ready to celebrate their fourth anniversary, Wednesday, June 3rd, you're going to be a part of that.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. It's going to be myself, Jennifer Lynn Baker, and Rob Keller. So we're going to sit there and tell stories about songs and play songs and drink some brewskis and eat some barbecue.
I like it. And, of course, we want to thank Cummings Candy and Coffee, who are our Center Stage Preview sponsor, helping to present a little teaser of the Band Jam Friday mornings with Jay Klein on the Rock Show Morning Show. And thanks to Quality Life Services, Liberty Corner Tavern, Butler County Veterans in Need Fund, Jazz's Rock and Road Show, Build the Scene, Mr. Bill Damiano, one of our sponsors here, along with Pennsylvania Rock Show, music from the 412 as well, all helping to present this year's Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And, of course, Liberty Corner Tavern is the place you can catch the Thirsty Thursdays. And our dear friend Linda Weber, who works for Quality Life Services, is already thinking hard on what the Grassy Award will be, but she's got to wait till you all vote on it and decide who wins it.
That's true. Yeah, she can't go to work until that happens, and that's not far away.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we at, the 10th here? That's 7 weeks away?
Yeah.
For it's coming up quick. Hey, start making noise.
That's right.
Call your local radio station that supports local music and tell them who you want to hear. Drop them an email. Get on the socials. That goes a very long ways in determining the nominee list. It's not just Bob and I. So make some noise.
Absolutely. It'll be coming quick. And, of course, another event coming up quick, part of our Rock Done Right tour, in addition to the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, is Corey's Cruise coming to the fairgrounds in late July.
Yeah, that's going to be a full day of activity. That's going to be a fun one with the bike ride. They got a car show, live music, vendors, speakers, all kinds of stuff. Visit Corey'sCruise.com and be listening here to the Butler Radio family of stations, because you'll be hearing some more about that coming up.
Cool. We've got, again, a visit with Bill Smith coming up tonight. But as we open up our show here on a Mother's Day, we're going to spin some music for you. And we want to thank Meat Locker Recording Studio presenting our first segment here tonight. And, of course, Jim Harpell has been a supporter of the Grassy Award as well over the years.
Yeah.
Presenting the winning act and opportunity to record at his fine studio facility, the Meat Locker Recording Studio.
And it is a fine studio because he has three Grassy winning bands that have come out of there. And, yeah, it was funny. I put a post up, a few weeks ago, just kind of over the AI thing. Or I don't know. I've just been seeing more and more of like the auto tune being used in live performances and things like that. And I'm not here to get into this big old debate, but I hit a couple notes here last weekend and I'm like, wow, you know, and then it's like, I don't know, somebody can do that with just a machine. It's a little deflating sometimes. Yeah. So that's kind of where the post came from. But it was interesting because back to Jim, he'd responded to that and put a little video segment up of a studio producer talking about some recording, and that was really eye-opening. That was cool to check it out. I probably ought to share that on the Grassroots show, but just talking about how, you know, the bass and the drums weren't really that synced up, but that's what made the song, that kind of that push.
Yeah.
You know, and so then they lined them up and played it back where it was just perfect, you know, and boy, you could tell the difference.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, yeah, that's what we're talking about here. Yeah. So pretty cool.
Well, that's why it's fun to experience live music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And all right, send your hate mail to Bob.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'll have to go revisit that because I saw the link, but I haven't had it. I'll have to go back, and I didn't see Jim's post, so I'll have to look that up. I'm curious myself.
Yeah, I took us right off track here.
It's all part of talking
but,
music.
Right? Yeah, but it was a cool thing. Jim's perspective there, and it's just such a great place to just hang out in too. Like, he lets us use that sometimes for our rehearsals with the station events we do, where, you know, we bring all the musicians together, and I've gotten a jam in there, I've gotten a record there, so it's cool stuff.
I actually can say I have sung inside the Meat Locker Recording Studio.
Yeah.
And the walls did not completely collapse, so thank goodness Jim has a good contracting and remodeling company. So hey, let's get into the music here before we visit with Bill Smith.
Yes. Well, you mentioned Rebecca Snyder, and she dropped a brand new single. In fact, we played her last week, and we had already recorded the show. She literally sent me the song the next day. I'm like, oh, man, this would have been perfect to slip in. But, hey, we can play the same artist twice in a row. It doesn't matter. We do it sometimes. Rebecca Snyder, her brand new single, Small Town. And as you mentioned, she's making some big-time noise.
She really is. It's funny you say that, because when I program our sister station, WBUT, usually it's you know, New Music Tuesday, because the charts come out Monday, and then all of a sudden you start getting hit with all the new releases. I was hit from a national distributor that we use to access our new music, sent over the new Rebecca Snyder song. That tells you a lot. And she's been charting even the previous duet that we've been playing that's also in rotation on WBUT. So not just here, but there. It also has made some noise on the charts, too. So some good stuff. Hey, and we're going to follow that up with a pretty well-known guy who's still singing it today and has a brand new album. And this one kind of a first for him, but Billy Price has dropped a brand new album called Person of Interest. And he actually recorded this with his Billy Price band. A lot of times the producers want to, you know, stage everything in the studio. And so excitement for Billy, was able to record it with his full band, and they just had a CD release party, as a matter of fact.
I've listened to this album. It's pretty good. In fact, I pulled one of his songs off that album. It's in the Shady Lady Spotify playlist. Check that out. Yeah.
Well, this is I Was a Fool from Mr. Billy Price following Rebecca Snyder. It's tonight on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
change, come and go, take a turn, have the time on the stage. Some say it takes a village, I say it takes a small town. I recommend a small town.
Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our local music show here tonight, Grassroots, back at it for segment number two here. And this segment being brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee Service, who are not only presenting our second segment here tonight, but they're also presenting the Friday morning band jam preview, center stage, we call it. Tune in every Friday morning around 7:30-ish and hear one of the acts that are going to be at the band jam August 20th through 22nd.
Yeah, and we gotta send our wishes out to Barry. He's been struggling with some headaches and stuff here lately, so hopefully he finds some relief over that soon.
Absolutely. I'd love to start my day, as I've said, with the Main Street blend. And just had somebody commenting over the weekend that we had some friends bring a bag of the Vienna blend to the band jam last year, and he's driving in from about 2 hours out and is demanding that it make an appearance again this year.
Demanding. So, okay. Demanding, so.
He says, I can't start my band jam morning without Vienna from Cummings.
So. We can make that happen.
Yeah, that's right. Well, hey, we're excited to talk about outdoors and music here tonight because we're going to talk about a reformed old band. And we're going to talk a little Big Rail Brewing. We want to welcome Mr. Bill Smith into our program. Bill, welcome to the Grassroots Show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And thank you for what you're doing for the local music scene with your business. Let's talk a little bit about Big Rail in particular and maybe go back into the early stages and in how you developed your company.
Well, it started on a stove in a kitchen, home brewing, 5 gallons at a time. My partner, Sean, and I, we were brewing partners then. So we are both musicians and we both like to homebrew. This is about 2004. We're living in a old farmhouse. We were playing music and, we focused on music mostly. Kind of fast forward a few years, I moved away down to Texas and was playing music. And I moved back in about 2010 is whenever the brewery thing really started to click. Brewed constantly. Fast forward a few more years, we got to know Bob McCafferty at North Country Brewing Company. And he presented an opportunity for us to brew some beers down at the Harmony Inn. And that really gave us the kind of introduction to kind of brewing for the public. And we had always let people try our beer. They were friends. And, of course, they'd be nice to you and say it was good. But they were lying to you most of the time. But once we started serving beer at the Harmony Inn, we were obviously getting real feedback. If they like it or not, they're gonna tell you. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we learned a lot. And we brewed some good beer, some bad beer. But we didn't stop. And we did that for a few years and gained a few beer fans there. And we kind of realized that it was maybe time to take the next step. So we bought property where we are now in 2017. And it was woods. It was nothing there. It was vacant property. There had been a farm, like an old homestead and farm and barn on the property, but it was tore down, a lot of garbage, junk. We cleared the property. We hauled all the stuff out. It was a massive project for just a few people. But yeah, we were able to finally get the licenses we need after figuring out how to do all that and, you know, trying to start a business when you don't really know how to start a business and talking to the banks and had to convince them that we knew what we were talking about. It's been quite the ride. We've been lucky, you know. We being musicians and being beer lovers, we wanted to kind of tie those two together, and me and Sean always said that we wanted a place that we would be happy to play at. And we have lots of horror stories from traveling musicians and local musicians playing on stages that they shouldn't be playing on, and bad situations. And we just like to make sure that whether you're a local or whether you're someone traveling through, that you're going to get the best experience you possibly can. So hopefully, you know, hopefully we just keep on chugging. We've got lots of events. There's music every single weekend. All the music is listed on our website. Lots of festivals, and we do a lot of stuff. So that's kind of Big Rail in a nutshell.
Okay. Neat story, though. And where did the name come from? How did you settle on Big Rail?
Well, whenever I got back from, well, before I moved to Texas, I was working for the railroad, and I resigned. And after I returned in 2009 and 10, fortunately, I was able to get my job back somehow. So I worked for the railroad for collectively around 15 years, and from about 2010 or so until 2022, I worked for the railroad as well as brewing and starting Big Rail with my partner Sean, and it definitely pulls you many ways. It's hard to do more than one thing and do it right, but we got through it, and unfortunately in June 22 I was able to get away from the railroad and focus fully on the brewery. That was a big decision, you know. There's a good retirement in front of you, and we made the decision to make me full-time. And shortly before that, we took on another partner, Kurt, and so there's actually three of us now. So me, my partner Sean, and partner Kurt, and it's a small crew. You know, we have a small skeleton staff, and everybody works hard, and we're just another small business, you know.
Well, you're doing it quite well to this point, and I wish you great success in the future. But every time you go out there, you're treated to, you know, it's like, it's almost, you walk in, you feel like it's a family out there, because everybody really seems to enjoy their job. And I know there's times you guys get very, very busy, and you know, you got the music going on a lot of times, and it just, really, you have a really cool atmosphere out there.
Thank you.
Yeah, the atmosphere, that's it.
Yeah,
it's just, it's a vibe. It really is, the minute you walk in there.
Yeah. Was that kind of the concept design when you do? And folks, if you haven't been out there, you need to get yourself there, right off 208 in Grove City area.
258.
Or 258.
Yeah.
Always confuse those
The landmark we like to say is we're just about 3/4 mile directly north of Keystone Safari.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a good one.
Yep.
And not far from the Grove City outlet, so people will know that. So you can get there 258 or I-79.
Yep. We're minutes from all of that.
Yeah. But you have such a cool vibe there when you know, you can have music inside your facility, but then you have a big outdoor area where it's just, you're walking out into the woods, and it is just such a cool vibe. It reminds me a lot of what Steve Angert has when he does music from The Cure or for The Cure, but it's just, you know, you've got a beautiful stage, and you've just got areas where people can kind of settle in and make themselves comfortable and enjoy the beverages and the atmosphere. And a lot of times you have a food truck out there. But was that kind of the intent, to have that kind of an outdoor setting for the music to be played?
Yeah. As soon as Sean and I found the property, we took a walk out back. And, of course, we're wading through chest-high brush and trees. But once we kind of got back to kind of where the beer garden is now, there's a slight hill, and I remember one of us saying, that's where the stage is going to go, because it's just a natural amphitheater.
Yeah.
And we didn't get that stage, the big stage, built until I want to say it was 2022, I think.
Say, yeah, it was about 3 years ago or so.
From opening in 2019, it took 3 years to get down to that point to save money. And we built the stage ourselves with the help of a good friend of ours. But that's always been the vision.
Okay.
We started kind of in reverse. Most businesses would have started with a building with flushing toilets and, you know, a finished product, mm-hmm. you know, a finished room. Well, we started with a small shack in the woods and a beer trailer, and we were outside, you know. But now we have a tap room and we're indoors, and so it's a little bit of kind of best of both worlds. If you like to be outside, you can get out there, but if you would rather sit at a bar inside, we have that too.
Yeah, you do. Talking with Bill Smith from Big Rail Brewing, also part of a band from almost two decades ago.
Legendary.
Called Idiosympathy, and we're going to talk about them reuniting. But let's get into some music here by your band, Idiosympathy, and we'll talk in more detail. But give us an intro for the song Dead Ghost.
Well, you're going to get a drummer's perspective. I'm not the songwriter, but, you know, whenever you're in a band, at least our band, the songwriter, Rob, would usually have melodies and rhythms and ideas, and, you know, he would present them to the band, and you know how this goes. You know, you kind of just start fiddling around with something, and then maybe something happens. Yep. Sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it does. And I can remember this song just being and kind of an evolution. Sean, my partner in the brewery, is also in the band Idiosympathy. And I remember him kind of on a whim just learning how to play pedal steel guitar for this song. Those of you who may know the pedal steel, it's not something you just jump on and play. But this song was an evolution. I just always thought that this was just a really radio-friendly song, and I think it might be the first time it's ever been on the radio. So,
well, it was written appropriately then, because we're spinning it for you tonight.
Perfect.
And we'll get more details on the band and how they're back and where you can catch them and some of the other fun stuff happening at Big Rail Brewing and more as we visit with Bill Smith tonight on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions. This is Idiosympathy and Dead Ghost.
Escape. I will never make. and I won't call, but it's over now, you know. And if you'll just crawl around until I can help, I will. But it's such a sight, oh, it's suicide. You write it down or sing a song. Time won't come at all. And now I know, but then I couldn't help it. No one tells me no. Forgettable the times we.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. Appreciate you tuning in. Our segment here coming up, brought to you by Build the Scene and Bill Damiano, Pennsylvania Rock Show, part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival sponsorship, as well as we return to Cooper's Lake Campground August 20th through 22nd. Hey, we're visiting tonight with Bill Smith, Big Rail Brewing, and one of his other partners with Big Rail, also in the band Idiosympathy. And we just heard a song called Are You Sure? Give us some details on that song, Bill.
Are You Sure? That was, like I said before, I'm the drummer. Are You Sure was, I always thought that we were, I always thought of us as being more of a rock and roll band. But I would say that Are You Sure would probably pop more in the pop music category. It was always a crowd favorite, and the girls seemed to like it a lot.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, and that's what was important to us back then.
Yeah, I mean, why else do you start a band?
that was a bit more of one of our refined songs. Earlier in the band years, we had a bit more of a experimental phase, but this one seemed a bit more kind of pop friendly. So, okay.
Right. Well, if you were at Band Jam last year, you actually saw Bill get behind the skins for a moment. Yep. with Jim Donovan and the Sun King Warriors. You popped in and jammed with them a little bit.
Yeah. That's one fun part about doing the work we've done with Big Rail. I've gotten to know a lot of the musicians that play there, and it's always fun to make new friends. And every now and then, I get invited to play drums. So I'll never say no if someone says, I can play the drum set. So
it's cool. When did you start playing drums? Is that something that you were drawn to at a younger age?
Oh, yeah. I was, I think, 10 and just started, like probably most people, in elementary school and started on a snare drum and went through that and was in marching band and concert band and jazz band and pep band and all that. And then just naturally started playing outside of high school and stuff with friends, and Sean and I and our friend Brian, the three of us have been in music. We've been involved in music together for decades. Mm-hmm. So we tend to stick together, and just it may be a different band name, but we've played in a lot of different groups together. So.
So how did Idiosympathy come together? And I know we were talking about the reunion first time in a while, and I was checking out the website I loved. I said to Utah, this is cool. We broke up back in July of 2007, but we're glad you stopped by anyway. But we're glad that you're starting it back up again, I guess.
Yeah.
How did that band come together?
That band got together in 2004. Me and Sean were in a band called Pasamala, and it was out of Grove City. And that band was kind of coming to its end, and then Rob and Jared were in another band in Grove City College. We were all my partner Sean was going to Grove City College, and just friends of friends, we ended up teaming up with those two guys, Rob and Jared, and it was kind of cool how it came together, because Rob and Jared's band it definitely had its own sound, and then Sean and I came from a band that it had its own sound, and at first it worked, but it was almost like, you know, kind of making it work. But once we got comfortable playing with each other, we started to make our own sound. And I'm sure every musician can relate to that, you know. And it got to the point where we rehearsed so much and we wrote a lot of music. And whenever you get to that point, whenever you can play a song or play a show and you don't have to think about what you're playing, that's whenever magic happens with a musician. Because I know I've been stuck in situations whenever through the years, living in Texas for a long time or for a couple of years, I got stuck in situations where I was like filling in on drums or I was playing a bar gig for like 4 hours and I don't know any of the music, but you got to pretend you do, you know, so you have to like watch everybody and worry about stops and all that. But whenever you're in a band where you know the music like through and through, that's when it's the funnest.
Yeah.
So it got to that point, and you know, I feel like that band rehearsed more than we played live. It was short lived, you know. I think everybody we had a short run, and it was you know, people got girlfriends and people got jobs and people were graduating from college, and it was a natural time when most people would start to pull away, and that was in 2007. But
it's probably the most common theme of the show.
You
know,
is.
We bring people back. Yeah, I was into it, you know, decades ago, and now I'm back. And yeah.
I mean, that's the number one thing that that I notice, I hear about. I talk to younger musicians, and they want to know what it takes. And really, the number one thing is just don't stop. You cannot stop. The Clarks are coming on 40 years of playing music this summer. So that's proof that you just, if you don't stop, it'll work.
I was talking to somebody who was from out of town, and they were going, that Clark's band, are they're still around? Did I see something pop up? And I went, yeah, they've never left. Yeah. They just keep soldiering on, and the people just keep coming to see
like,
them.
They seem like they're bigger than they were, too.
Yeah,
I mean, it just seems to keep growing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they're great.
Yeah. Well, Idiosympathy is back as well, and so it was just time where you guys said, why don't we do this again?
We kind of teased the idea last year and kind of didn't happen, and then I think it must have been back in the fall of 25, I sent everybody a message, and, you know, through booking bands at Big Girl, I've made some new friends and was able to convince the one fella who books for Mr. Smalls to have us back. And he had no idea who he was, but we sent him some music and he liked it. And we paired ourselves up with another local band from Pittsburgh who's definitely doing a lot more things than we are right now. So, we're excited about playing at the Fun House at Mr. Smalls on June 19th. That'll be with a local band from Pittsburgh called Poster Child.
Okay.
And they're way younger than us, and they're really out there kind of just doing it. And I haven't seen them live yet. I really want to get down to see them live, but the recordings sound great. And even my partner, Sean, he texted me the other day and said, by the way, the Poster Child is a perfect band to, like, pair up with, because it just seems like it's going to be, you know, it's just a good match for a reunion show. So
is the reunion, like, is this going to be kind of be a temporary thing? You're just kind of doing it to do it, or you plan on kind of going, you know, keeping it going?
I think it's probably safe to say that I always seem to think that if you put a bunch of time and effort into rehearsing and relearning all this music, it'd be nice to get a little bit more out of it. We've already driven to Maryland once to rehearse, with, one of the members. We all met at his house, and we're driving back down, a week from today to do another rehearsal. And then we're going to be rehearsing the week of, up here in Pennsylvania. We're actually going to have a few guests with us. Brian Schultz is an old friend of ours, and he's going to be kind of joining the band for the day. And then at Big Rail, we have a house band called the One Shots. And one of our good friends, John DeCola, just a absolute phenomenal keyboard and organ player, and he's going to be playing with us. And so we're going to be able to, for the first time ever, we're going to be able to have all the instruments that we always heard, but we're never able to pull off live. But we're going to have all kinds of the synth and the organ and all piano parts that we could never pull off live because, you know, we just didn't have everybody to do it. We did it in the studio, obviously, but yeah, so it's going to be probably the fullest sound we've ever had. Cool. You know, so we're rehearsing for a 75-minute set, and we're going to hope for the best, and I'm assuming it'll be fine, you know. we always worry about it, but I would, to answer your question, I think we'll probably look at doing some other one-off things because, you know, the idea of putting a band to bed is just, it's just not likely. You know, there's no reason not to play.
Cool. Well, June 19th, Mr. Small's Funhouse. And then the day after that, you'll be up at Big Rail. And you can find out more, idiosympathy.com. You have a little website there. Yep. And can check out some of the music.
Actually, the tickets are also on sale at BigRailBrewing.com as well.
Okay.
For both shows. There's links to both shows.
Okay. So check out Big Rail Brewing and the lineup that you have booked already. Lots of great acts coming in. I know you just had, this is airing Sunday night, but you just had the Sun King Warriors back. And
oh, they're actually coming up this weekend.
Yeah, this would be airing just after that. And I see you've got Chet Vincent coming in and Laurie Russo and the Uppercuts and a whole bunch of other great acts all summer long, pretty well booked up. And hopefully lots of great weather for you to enjoy the rest of the year too, right?
Yeah, that's the key.
The key. That's everything.
Well, I got to say too that
one of my favorite times ever was standing at Big Rail Brewing while it's like, I don't know, 32, 31 degrees. It's snowing. And there's already a foot of snow on the ground. There's fires all over the place. Yeah. And Wine and Spirit were playing in that little the old side stage you had there. That was perfect.
Yeah.
It was absolutely perfect.
It is an awesome setting, no doubt about it. And I encourage anybody that hasn't been out there, you got to get out and check it out and make plans to spend multiple weeks there because you got lots of great acts and great beverages. Got to say that when you had one of the brews was Old Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny. I had to buy a couple of the stickers because I had to give one to my brother-in-law because he literally had that truck back in the day. Same color, an Old Blue Chevy.
Nice.
So some good stuff there.
Yeah.
But great work that you guys are doing out there, Bill.
Thank
Keep
you.
It up.
I will.
And, it was great to have you in here, and we'll see you out at Big Rail, and we'll hopefully see you at an Idiosympathy concert.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Bill Smith. From, again, Idiosympathy and Big Rail Brewing. And we've got a couple songs that we're going to play. Tell us about This Just Isn't Determination. That's another one that it cuts.
That tune is kind of a fun tune for the drummer. And I think Sean and I were talking recently. There's like a handful of rhythms happening throughout the song. And it's like one of those songs where like it shouldn't work, but it does. Like the drums are doing something. It's kind of like a kind of an off time thing, it's strangely enough, it's we hardly ever played that live. We're rehearsing it and we've heard it a million times, but that's one of the tunes that we I want to say we may not have even played it live. We just rehearsed it so much we thought we did, you know? So. Yeah, it's this band is it's definitely not one that you can put your finger on and say, oh, it's this genre. So, you know, being in the business I'm in, I have a lot of people that ask, well, what's the sound like? What's it like? And I will think about it, and finally I realized that you just need to listen to it.
You
make up your own mind.
Yeah, good stuff. And we'll follow that up with We Live in Cages as well.
Yep, that was the lead track off of our album Overachiever in Love. That album took 2 years to record, and it was a long road. We were trying to do some shows. We were trying to do the best recording we could. We did it ourselves. All these recordings were done in Sean and I's farmhouse on my parents' farm self-produced, self-engineered. Everything we did ourselves, except for mastering. We did that at Tree Lady Studios. But that tune is just lots of synth and very moody, cool drum groove. It's all, everyone's playing simple parts, but when you put it all together, it just really clicks.
Good stuff. So. Idiosympathy. Rumor had it there was some vinyl as well, huh?
From
the band.
Yeah. Personally, and I don't think anyone else has, we've done a lot of recordings and they're all out there, whether they've been released or not, but we've never been able to get something on vinyl. So we're pressing 100 down at there's a vinyl shop in Pittsburgh, Hellbender.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we got our artwork and our audio to them in time, and they will be available. There's actually an option to buy a vinyl as a package deal for, I think, one of the shows. You can kind of, grab both.
Yeah.
So.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, again, Bill, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Idiosympathy, featuring Bill Smith. Big Rail Brewing, and you can catch them at Big Rail on June 20th. Mr. Small's Funhouse, why not attend both? Check out idiosympathy.com for more information. Here is This Just Isn't Determination, and We Live in Cages tonight on The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah Hair, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build a Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build a Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, head to Wheelfish, Sangre Road in Pittsburgh, Friday, May 15th. Check out 2B's Acoustic. They'll be there from 7 to 9 o'clock. We hope you'll attend the Celebration of Life for Scotty Bachack on Sunday, June 28th at the Sirius Shriners in Cheswick. It'll feature a lot of great local music, basket raffles of 50-50, and more. And as part of the Rock Done Right Tour, Saturday, July 25th, it's Corey's Cruise, coming to the Big Butler Fairgrounds. Check out the entire lineup of events at coreyscruise.com. And of course, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, August 20th through 22nd, Cooper's Lake Campground is the place to be again, presented by Experience Butler County. Tickets are on sale now. Get them all at thebandjam.com. And on the Shady Lady Concert Calendar on Saturday, May 16th, the 11th Frame Live Local Music Series continues, featuring Altered Vision at 9 o'clock with Miller Lite specials. There's no cover charge. This is the last one till fall, so come on down and enjoy Rock Done Right. Saturday, May 16th as well, the House Concert Series continues at the Fieldhouse in Cabot, presenting Monkey Junction from 7 to 10. And on Thursday, May 21st, head to Jurgle's Rhythm Grill, where the Noble Hops and Radio 45 will be special guests of national touring act, the legendary Nazareth. Get out and support local music. Get those Band Jam tickets. Again, thebandjam.com. The Band Jam, presented by Experience Butler County. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots get-together here tonight of local music, experiencing some great local music, and Experience Butler County, presenting sponsor of the Band Jam, joining with Two Man Happy Hour, presenting our final segment of the show here tonight. We welcome them on board as our presenting sponsor, along with all of our other great sponsors, getting set for August 20th through 22nd at Cooper's Lake Campground, Utah.
And there's much to experience here in Butler County. And right there, the Band Jam. Get your tickets now. Don't wait. It's coming August 20th through the 22nd. Kids, 17 and under are free, and you can camp there if you wish or not. But if you do decide to camp there, contact Cooper's Lake Campground. They'll set you up for that. We recommend it.
Absolutely. Stay for the weekend and have a great time. It's an awesome atmosphere. And a great show tonight. Talk about an awesome atmosphere. Big Rail Brewing, such a cool vibe place. And you just kind of walk into the woods and hear music and drink some pretty awesome tasting beer, too. He does a great job with that. And nice variety, too. And we wish them the best of luck. And thanks for supporting the local music. And it was fun to hear some Idiosympathy, too. Again, they'll be playing two reunion shows coming up next month, as a matter of fact.
So. Yeah, check them out. June 19th, Mr. Smalls. June 20th, at Big Rail itself.
Well, let's get into our final two tunes of the night here, Utah.
Yes, let's get Inside the Cabin back on by Moonshine Vagabond. They actually just had their CD release for this here 2 or 3 weeks ago. I don't remember exactly when, but that full album, I think, or the full project is out, and they seem to be pretty busy. I've seen them playing down in Nashville and kind of getting around a little bit. So.
Yeah. Hey, and I was going through the deep file that we have here, and almost sometimes we get too much information at one time, and dug this out from February. Of course, the Iron City Rocks awards were out, and Michael Stover had sent out a release that he had a couple of local connections. Of course, he's helping to support the Noble Hops as well. The Xander Demas Band was one of the winners of those awards, and a very, very talented vocalist who's been in the scene for a long time, Kathleen Ireland, and she won multiple awards. But we're going to dig out a song that is the title track to her most recent album that really kind of sets the stage for the city of Pittsburgh. It's called In the City, and you're going to hear some references in this song of what you experience in the Pittsburgh area. But Kathleen Ireland is her name, and we're going to spin In the City following Moonshine Vagabond. And, hey, we'll do it again next Sunday night right here at 7 o'clock. We hope you'll tune in with us. It's the Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Thank you. makes me feel like bumping out of the tunnel. A city surprise, fireworks over the water tonight. Let's take the incline up to the sky. Maybe it's time to ignite.
Let's rock.
Station 97.7.
Taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come up, baby. Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Opening doors and pulling some strings.
Angel,
then walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine. Wish upon day upon day, I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way.
Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows.
Taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come up, baby. Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
I'll stick with you, baby, for a thousand years. Nothing's gonna touch you in these golden years.
Go. Golden years. Yes.
Go.
Being different is cool.
I always knew I was different, and now I know why.
Your rock station, 97.7. Is in the air. Crank down the windows and crank up the rock. The Rock Station 97.7. Here's what you missed today on The Rock Show with Jay and Tyler. Brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Also, another chance for you to pick your tick coming up this morning on The Rock Show, where you will choose between Godsmack, Weird Al. There's a combination. Imagine if Weird Al opened for Godsmack.
With an accordion.
Yeah.
That's my accordion.
How'd that go again?
I don't know. How would you do? How would you do?
I wouldn't
do an impersonation of an accordion.
I probably wouldn't try. But, yeah, there you go. Kind of almost sounds like your Leno.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on The Rock Station 97.7.
Rock on!
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
It's time! Start music.
Go.
Your playlist
starts now.
Your rock station
now.
I wanna go!